Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
How we hardly say his name anymore. I think it's strange how we love to jump and shout, but never want to tell the world what it's about. I'm amazed that the one who gave it its life is not the feature of every single night. I think it's sad how the men that paid the price is being drowned out by all the fluff and lies.
But check this out.
Let's put the attention.
Well, glory to God, and welcome to Spiritual Growth and Development. There you will hear a word from the Lord, as our own apostle, Dr. Shauna Auden, and Prophet Michael Henderson will share out of God's word. We're looking this month at manifestation, maturation, and we have just come off of him and momentum in the spirit at our annual apostolic ecumenical assemblage. Excuse me. We had a glorious time from Thursday through Sunday. Every gathering, every coming together was greatly anointed with the presence of the Lord. Holy Spirit manifest the gift. And as those that were being consecrated, elevated, licensed, and ordained came forth in such a powerful way, and they were established in the kingdom in their office of ministers, evangelists, pastors, elders, teachers, bishops, apostles, and then the metropolitan bishop. What a glorious time was had by all. The banquet was a feast to the eye as the people of God beautified themselves in their outward garments on a natural level after having been bestowed the spiritual garments, spiritual kingdom level. God's people were beautiful. They were handsome on the inside as well as the outside, and their yes resounded through the heavens. So it was a wonderful gathering, rich in teaching and in experiencing God. We were blessed the first night of worship with words without words. And before it happened, we had an awesome time of high praise. And then on Friday night, it was the culmination regarding healing, our healing. As we prepare for November, for wounding, wounded no more, a redemptive and restorative healing experience coming and based out of Jeremiah 30 and 17, we were experiencing a physical circumcision. We had doctor, we had the surgeon, the medical table, and we had a patient who had volunteered to receive that cutting away of that which was not of God. Healing experience with stations for the different restoration process of our healing, whether the healing is physical, emotional, spiritual, or natural. Praise God, praise God. Such a wonderful time. There were the parade of ministries, and as the AEN is growing and expanding, new members were being, and new ministries were being birthed out of the AEN, a wonderful, wonderful time of fellowship. And we'd like to remind you that on this Saturday, August 25th, located at 1333 North Laramie Avenue in Chicago, starting at 10:30 through 12:30, will be a parade down 5330 West Division and ending at Belle Follette Park. The convention from 12:30 to 6 p.m. will feature our own Apostle Dr. Shaunette Hawkins. There will be singing, dancing, puppet shows, free giveaways, free refreshments. There will be a float to ride. LFC Ministry has a float. There's the tumblers for the kids. And if you need more information, you can reach them at 630-965-0256. That's 630-965-0256. And again, that is this Saturday, August 25th, Reaching for All for Christ. Reaching All for Christ. And then be prepared as we are fast moving to CCTI unit number 4. Don't miss these units. It is the perfect follow-up from the AEN conference and the precursor to the Experience 2028. Unit 4, Leadership and Christian Education, and Unit 4, that would be on Monday night, Tuesday night, Unit 4, Therapeutic Spiritual Life Coaching. In order to successfully prepare for the spiritual journey, please let us know if you're interested in Unit 4 so that we might prepare to receive you this September. And again, I encourage you, space is limited for this intimate gathering. Reserve your rooms. This is for November 15th through Sunday, November 18th. That's Thursday, November 15th, 2018 through Sunday, November 18th, 2018. We will be located at the Hilton, Lyles, and Naperville at 3003 Corporate West Drive in Lyles, Illinois. Again, that's the Hilton, Lyles at 3003 Corporate West Drive, Lyles, Illinois. Overnight accommodations is $109 per night. That includes tax as well as a breakfast, two free breakfasts per room per night after registration. We are excited and in great anticipation about what the Lord has prepared. We believe there is a remnant that seeks this level of restoration, healing, deliverance, freedom, and breakthrough. Mark your calendar. Tell your family, friends, and neighbors, and your coworkers. Get ready to be transformed at the Experience. No registration fee is required, but you must register in advance. For more information, you can contact the church office, 773-779-2900. Again, that number is 773-779-2900. And reserve your rooms now. P://groupshilton.com/laborers of Christ ministry. That's Laborers of Christ Ministry. So we will go to the physical location and enjoy the ministry music. Such a wonderful, wonderful time was held this weekend as the Lord sent minstrels and worship leaders, powerfully anointed, gifted, and spirit-filled individuals to usher us into his presence. So we will enjoy the ministry of the name. phone call.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star. To send your message erased, you have reached the voicemail box of 773-779-2900. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Tuning in to Blog Talk. We appreciate your time and your presence. And now we will go to the physical location at 1750 West 103rd Street. Well, the Word of God will be shared with the people of God. So hello, hello. Blog Talk is open and eager to receive.
Good evening. How are you, Blog Talk family? Thank you, Overseer, for keeping us together. It is an exciting time to be here. We do thank everyone that was a part of our wonderful AEN experience and pray that you were blessed by it. We are going to offer prayer and go from there. What Holy Spirit is doing, we are trying to set up that you can hear us here at Blog Talk. All right. Open up with a passage of scripture and pray that it is a blessing to you and that you will receive from this. We can find it.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press message sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Overseer?
Yes, sir. You can just keep on going.
Technology.
Okay. Right. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we give praise and glory and honor for what you are not. Praise. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for what you are doing individually and collectively, and we celebrate that you are King and that you are Lord and that you are Savior and that your word declares you watches over us, and we thank you for being our healer. We thank you for you keeping us and guiding us. Thank you that you've declared no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises down. And we thank you for what you're doing in our lives individually and collectively. We thank you for blessing us and keeping us and calling your child upon us. Thank you for what you have planted in our lives, the trajectory of our lives to change individually and collectively. And we pray that you grace us to be a part of what you are doing in the earth. You declare that you have the good and not evil to give us a future and a hope to bring us to an accepted end. We thank you that we can expect for you to be an awesome God. We can expect for you to be Lord over everything. And so for that alone, we honor and praise and magnify you. We thank you for blessing us. Thank you. You've spoken collectively, and that we are receiving blessings. Thank you for us in the crooked path and to one place move. Thank you for being our Savior and our Deliverer. Thank you for being our healer. And for every provision that you already spoken and you've already declared, provide for us. Father, we pray for someone that is dealing with sickness in their body. We decree and declare that by your stripes they is healed. We speak the balm of Gilead over their lives, and we decree and declare healing from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We put their body in color of your purpose and your plan original for their lives. And door open as well. Glory, we give you the honor. Thank you for what you have decreed over us as a ministry and what you have spoken over us individually and collectively. And we believe your report. We believe what you have decreed concerning our life and our destinies and our purposes. Thank you for it today. We thank you, Father, that your word said in Job that we can decree a thing and it shall be so and it shall happen. We thank you for the ability to speak life. We thank you for the ability and then have the expectation to see it manifest in our lives and in our lives collectively. We decree that we are the head, not the tail, that we are above. Only and not beneath. We decree we are lenders and borrowers, and we are lenders and not borrowers. Decree and they overshadow us, and they go before us and make every path straight and make every rough place smooth. We thank you, Father, for keeping us, and we thank you for all the promises that you have spoken in our lives. We decree. That we are righteous of God. We are blessed according to your plan and purpose, and we will make a mark in this earth for you that cannot be erased. Decree that we are a representation of power. Your love and signs and wonders follow us. We decree we are maturing in Christ God, and you are doing a new thing in our life, and we are living a life worthy of our call and our election. We have the keys. And we possess decree that we are season changers, that you've given us complete access to the heavens, and we are going to change and shift seasons. We decree we are dreamers, and that dream your dream, and it will be a reality in our life. We decree that we are a brand, and that you have marked us as trailblazing, prophetic in the earth, and you have plucked and cannot have us. We decree that we have your anointing and your assignment is for our lives, and you have given great vision for this earth. We decree a fresh fire over us, and we declare that we have been given authority, and we will stand up down in the kingdom of darkness. We will be a light for the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, Father, we thank you for every declaration that has spoken, for every declaration that is being released. We will see the manifestation of it. We decree that we are the Lord, that you are the Lord of the earth, and you reign supreme over everything and all things from today, yesterday, and forever. And we declare that we are not, that you are not dead, but you are a living God. That you live in us, and that you have made every word that you spoke concerning our life, you bring it to that in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. We have words here and just this opportunity to continue to declare, speak the word of God.
over your life and over the lives of each individual that is listening and that will partake in this moment. Of what's in your name and real going from the perspective of taking ownership of the fact that God has called us. And we begin this journey as we were looking at this name change that took place in Jacob's life. And we realized that God made a declaration that there was a release from Jacob, from becoming Jacob to living into this life of Israel. And that is how the importance of the divine name change began to take place. And us looking at that from this prophetic name perspective, like what is in your name? What is it that God is calling you? What has God called you in this season? And what are you called to? And what are you called to be? And when we just recap this issue of Israel having a name change, we realize that this process began as a result of him coming into this him being introduced into this revelation. And so we looked at the aspect of there is a relational revelation, that every time you grow in relationship, it is usually rooted out of every time revelation is presented, it is another opportunity for you to grow in relationship. It is an opportunity for you to grow closer. It's an opportunity for you to grow deeper. It is another portion of whom God is being revealed to you. And so when God began to declare name changes, and we looked at three names, we were looking at individuals who started off one, and then God began to declare their name, and he began to declare a new thing spoken over their life. And as a result, they then began to take upon the characteristic, or they began to develop this relationship with God as a result of this revelation being inspired, this revelation being revealed unto them. And so let's re-end what revelation means, because that's going to be important as we continue to look at this aspect of having our name changed. We said that revelation, again, is this inspired truth that gives you information, it gives you inspiration, and it gives you direction. Revelation is God's heart revealed for that attended season and purpose. It is God's truth to uproot all the lies of the enemy to bring you into the truth of God's original plan for you. Revelation has this impact upon your life that keeps you moving towards the trajectory and the purpose that God has for you. And so God constantly wants to reveal more of himself to you. We are ever growing in grace and a revelation and in a relationship of who God is. We are ever growing to, it is God's desire for us to continuously grow in grace so that we may continually to know more of him. Isn't that such a wonderful thing that God does not limit us to who he is? He does not, he has taken the limits off of who he is and how he desires to grow in relationship with us. And that is what Jacob experienced. He experienced the unlimited love of God that brought another level of grace to him so that he would no longer be Jacob the deceiver, but he would now be Israel the prince. He would now be the chosen one. He would now be one who will fulfill prophetic destiny. He would now be an individual who will live out the blessings and promises that was released on his father's father, that was released on Abraham, who also had a name change. And we looked at Abraham, We looked at Abram becoming Abraham and Sarah becoming Sarah, and we looked at their process of what God, how God began to change and develop them. And as a result of this revelation, as a result of this relationship, they then were impacted on the promise that was spoken as it relates to their name being changed. And so as we look at that aspect of it, we want to continue to see that when we receive revelation, when we receive insight into whom God calls us to be, it also comes packed with a promise. Amen. I'm excited about growing this relational revelation. As we grow into this insight, we also grow into the plans and the promises that God has for us. We grow into the grace of receiving all and more of what God has spoken over our lives. So we said that revelation is also information. So when God then speaks to us, he then impacts us and empower us to know more and to grow in a different place. And if we track Jacob's life, we will see how he began to change. We will begin to see how this deceiver or this trickster then becomes this new individual. And as we look at not perfect, but different, not dotting all I's, crossing all T's, but becoming the promise, becoming what was spoken, becoming what was the original intent for his life. And it is when that truth, according to Revelation, is spoken that everything then becomes uprooted. And so why is that important? Because I want to challenge us to grow in our relational revelation, that the more we open our hearts to receive, then we begin to know, and then we become all that God intended. Amen. So let's look at another individual who had what we call a rename. Another individual who had this opportunity to experience a revelation of who God assigned and appointed him to be. And as a result, it changed him into another person. So let's look at Matthew, the 16th chapter. Matthew 16 is where we want to share. Matthew 16 and let me find it. We want to read out a different version of the Bible.
Prophet?
Yes.
This is Overseer. You have some students at the door there. Hallelujah.
Okay. All right, let me get that for you. So Matthew 16, and let's look at verse 13. We start at verse 13. 18 is going to be our concentration. Well, we're going to concentrate on Matthew 16, verse 13. And this is the voice version. It says, Jesus went to Caesarea Philippi. Jesus to his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and some say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. And you, Jesus said, who do you say I am? Peter said, you are the anointed one. You are the son of the living God. Simon, son of Judah, Jonah, your knowledge is a mark of blessing. But you didn't learn this truth from your friends or from teachers or from sages you've met on the way. You've learned it from my heaven. You've learned it from my Father in heaven. This is why I have called you Peter, rock. For on this rock I will build my church. The church will reign trumpet even at the gates of hell. Peter, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth, bind in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So here we have Peter, who by way of revelation understood another aspect, who understood a different relationship with Christ. So he says to Philip, Simon, he says, who man said that I am? And Peter or Simon responded, he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are thy Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So now we have Simon, who was introduced to a revelation of who Christ was, who he came to be. So he now knows that he is the Son of the living God. And as a result of this revelation, there was a relational exchange and a name change. And so now Christ declares to Simon that he was Peter, who has now become the rock. You have now become, let's go back to the definition, you have now become what I originally intended for you to be. Now the revelation of what I intended you to be is revealed as a result of this relationship. And then this information, now Peter has some information. What's the information? Upon you, I'm going to build my church. What's the inspiration? The inspiration is this. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. And what is the direction? The direction given is, he says that upon Peter, he says that the church is going to be built. He is going to be established. And now all the lies that Peter may have believed, all of the things that may have been said about Simon at that time is uprooted. And Peter is brought into the truth of God's original plan. This is why you exist, Simon. You exist for this very reason. You exist for this very purpose. And I think that that is such a glorious thing. I get excited to know that God constantly wants to disclose himself to us. And as a result of disclosing himself to us, it causes us to grow in a way that, number one, we are impact, but also that we're going to impact others, that our lives' purpose is to be an impact for others, and that we will be brought into a place where we can impact others, individuals as well. So let's look at another individual that was impacted by having this transition, that was having this change. And we can continue to mark Peter's life. We know how he and remember, this is a person who was changed but still had flaws, some defects in his character, but his life was never the same as a result of coming into this revelational knowledge, as a result of growing into this relationship, growing into this relationship as a result of being changed and being transformed. So let's look at another one of our famous individuals who received this name change. And it's one of all of our, you know, one of our favorite individuals in the Bible. His name would be Saul, who was turned to Paul. And we can find his story in Acts 9. So let's go to Acts, the 9th chapter. And we will just start reading at verse 1. So Acts 9, verse 1, and this is the King James. It says, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he trembled and astonished and said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told to thee what thou must do. And the man which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. He said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire of the house of Judas, for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. He hath seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, I heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to the saints at Jerusalem. And there he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him great things he must suffer for my name's sake. So now we have the story of Saul, and we look at Saul's way of revelation. One thing I do want us to look at, that every revelation precedes a sound. Every revelation precedes a sound. And so the scripture said that Saul was riding, and he heard, but he saw nothing. He heard, but he saw nothing. And see, that's oftentimes the key to revelation. The key to revelation is hearing even before seeing. And oftentimes, revelation has the tendency to not give full bloom in us because we hear, but there is no sight. And then we give we no longer give birth to the revelation. We no longer start believing the inspired truth. The information becomes too overwhelming. You know, look at the information that Ananias was getting. He was saying that Christ was declaring that he was going to be great, that he wanted him to lay hands on him, that he was an intricate part of Saul's process. And Ananias is looking at this information like, really, what? Have you ever got something from God that just made you question it, that you could not believe it to be true? And that is the power behind revelation. Revelation is seen by ears first, by you hearing it and believing it without sight. And so Ananias then had to, both Ananias and Saul had to come in agreement with the revelation shared. They had to come in agreement with what was being revealed to them so that they could walk it out. And I think oftentimes that is where the enemy trip us up at. That is where weapons begin to form at in us. They begin to form at the place where we hear it, but we don't see it, hear it. We hear it, but don't see it, hear it. And there is a sight that is seen by our ears that is not equivalent always to our eyes. And so when God speaks, we have to hear it and also see it through the hearing. And so he says to Saul, he says to him, he says, why do you kick against the prick? He says to him, he says, arise and go. You are going to do great things. He confirms it to Ananias by saying, this man of God is a chosen vessel. Chosen vessel, while according to verse 1, breathing threats to all Christians and conquering their death and planning to slaughter them. That's because Saul was absent of revelation. Look what happens when we're absent of revelation. Look at the relationship we are in, or the relationship we are not in, as a result of having no revelation. So as a result of Saul having no revelation, look at the relationship he was in. And then as a result of having no revelation, look at the relationship he wasn't in. He wasn't in relationship with Ananias, who was an intricate part of his destiny, who was going to thrust and change the trajectory of Saul's life. And so when we are absent of, we find ourselves in something. And when we are absent of, we find ourselves not in something. What if you would have got some revelation a long time ago? Amen. What if you would have learned something about yourself, learned something about a situation a long time ago? How much of your life could have been changed, or how much of your life could have been spared? And so Saul, it says, he rose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. Why is that important? Revelation has a way of leading you. Revelation has a way of guiding you and bringing you into divine purpose and bringing you into divine plans that God has established for you before the foundation of the world. It says, and then as a result of this revelation, now guiding him. And that is my prayer for us today. Father, I pray the revelation of who you are would guide us towards where you are. It would guide us closer. It would guide us nearer to you. And as a result of being guided, as a result of being directed, the trajectory and the purposes and the plans of our lives would drastically and dramatically change. We would never be the same as we grow in grace and grow in a revelation, grow in our revelatory relationship of who you are. And then now Ananias has the opportunity to grow. Saul's revelation changes somebody else. And we said that earlier, but hear that again. The revelation of who you are and your relationship maturation and your relationship in Christ is going to change somebody else. Ananias is now changed. Ananias, who was skeptical, Ananias, who was not really sure, Ananias, who was in his box, is now brought out. He says, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he have done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he have authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on your name. And look what the Lord says, verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name for the Gentiles, and I will show him great things he must suffer for my name's sake. In verse 17, Ananias went his way. Amen. I enjoy that. I enjoy that revelation has a way of causing obedience to come out of you. And so as a result of this revelation that Ananias received, he grows in a relationship with Christ, and he grows in relationship with the individual that at one point he was afraid of or didn't want to have anything to do with. But because revelation is this inspired truth, because this revelation uproots the lies, look at the lie that's being uprooted in both Saul and in Ananias. And so he was able to walk in obedience, and he laid hands on him, and he says, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way thou comest, has sent me that thou might receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Verse 8, immediately there fell from his eyes, Saul's eyes, as it has been scaled, and he received sight for within, and arose, and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with disciples, which were in this matter, verse 20, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue, that he is the Son of God. For all that heard him were amazed, and said, is this not he that destroys them which call on his name in Jerusalem and came here for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength and confound Jews which dwell at Damascus, preaching that this is very Christ. Oh, I love that. I love that, and I am excited at the fact that Saul is constantly growing, that Saul is ever being released to this new grace. Look at what revelation does. It continues this kind of increase. It continues this kind of growth on your life, and as you continue to have your heart set and have your heart open in revelation relationship, find yourself constantly growing and coming into new kinds, or can I say all kinds of new relationships with God, new relationships in your ministry. Look how Saul's ministry completely changed, His intended purpose that he was originally there for, became what God originally intended for him to be, which was not to destroy, but to preach, was to release grace of who Christ was to the Gentiles. And all of that happened by way of a revelation. All of that happened by way of him growing in a relationship with Christ. And he could not have grown in that relationship had not he had that revelation, had he not had that moment where his life was radically and drastically changed. John said it this way: in the beginning was the Word. What is revelation? The Word from God. Revelation exists all the way in the beginning. And not only is that Word was with God, but that what the Word that in the beginning was what the Word was, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So revelation as part of God's Spirit. It is God empowering. It is God releasing another dimension of his Spirit. And then it says, when you go down further, that Word became flesh and dwelt among men. Revelation, the inspired truth that God speaks to you, will no longer stay in the realm of invisible, but it will be brought to the realm of visibility. As a result of it being visible, it will become. It will become manifestation, and it will live, and it will dwell among other men and women. Israel began to dwell. Abraham began to dwell. Sarah began to dwell. And to this very day, we are recipients of that revelation. We are recipients of those relationships. We live in that grace. We live in the Word that was released to them. 22, but Saul increased the more in strength. Revelation has a way of increasing and bringing you into supernatural strength, bringing you into grace, unlimited access of God's grace and power that will divinely change you for eternity. That will divinely change you for eternity. That is exciting. That is exciting to know. So also, if you are taking notes, I want you to write this down. Also look at this other aspect or this other side of revelation. Revelation is also, it is God's revealed mystery. Revelation is God's revealed mystery. See, this is the thing about God. God is not a secret, but he is a mystery. That has to be sought out of. He don't want to keep himself a secret. But revelation is God's revealed mystery. And when that mystery is revealed, the mystery revealed now has a way of causing light to shine in areas that was once dark. So when we look at Abram's situation, we look at Sarah's situation, we look at Jacob's situation, we look at Saul, Peter's situation, we look at Saul's situation. Just kind of think about it as we're processing it. Think about the dark areas that was revealed. Abram, without child. Sarah, without child. Peter, no direction in his life. He just knew he was supposed to follow, not knowing that he was following because he was going to lead. So he is now leading, not just following. He is now leading. So That revelation now brings light into dark places. Sarah, we all know how whatever it is, take the handmaid, servant, give me a child, etc. Now that revelation of who God called her to be and what God was calling her to do is now being revealed. Saul, look at his dark areas. Now the revelation of who God intended and originally purposed for him to be now brings him into this life. And it is no longer a mystery because now it is revealed through and it is revealed by God. And so as we continue to pursue, as we continue to grow, as we continue to increase in revelational knowledge, it then continues to cause us to grow in a relationship with God. Amen? Amen. So that is our class blog talk for this hour. We have gone only to 7:30. We do pray that you have been blessed. We encourage you to meet us in the house on Monday as we are believing God to continue to overflow and release and continue to cause us to grow and to acknowledge and the love of who he is. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we will close you out in death.
Okay. Well, before you close out, not to mention the night, but in your presentation of the individuals whose names were changed, the pattern appeared. None of them were those powerful men of God who were fasting and praying and searching for wisdom for God, but God showed up to ordinary people in their ordinary life, not in their religious position. You know, even for Moses at the burning bush, he was just out there doing the flock and when God gave him the revelation. And everybody was just in their normal, really, occupations. You know, Simon was a fisherman, Simon the fisherman. So he was in his normal life pursuit, in his, if you will, secular life. That's what Abraham was. Sarah was in there cooking. So it wasn't that they were, you know, in the valley, on their face, praying for God to show up or whatever. But God just saw ordinary people doing ordinary things. And even though what Paul was doing, you know, was pretty jacked up, but that was his job. So he was really just doing his job without a religious, you know, we put a lot of religion into it because we know it was against Christ. But that was the job that he had to do, so he was doing it. And so it was very encouraging as you were talking about Peter, you know, and as you were talking about even Jacob. Jacob had the dream, but that was God coming to Jacob. But Jacob wasn't going to God initially, give me a dream. But in the dream, he became mesmerized by God and desiring what God had for him. As he was just doing what he does, moving his family from here, escaping from there, realizing life is, you know, mess. But, it, you know, in all of our states, that's when God chooses. And so I had to remember when I had an encounter. I was on my lunch break. You know, I wasn't, you know, trying to be religious. This is a break from lunch at work. You know, and so we often look for God in those huge religious moments when he's just looking for us where we are. And you said it was a sound, and it was a sound that they heard, that they lived, they heard it. They heard, their hearts heard God's sound. And so we just have to be very mindful that, you know, you may not hear it in the midst of sanctuary or in the midst of
high praise and worship. But, you know, you may hear it while you're washing dishes.
Amen.
Because God is all of those things. And he's in those places always trying to whisper to us his secret because of how much he loves us. I just want
Amen.
To
Amen. No, that's good. So this is what I wrote. Revelation is divine interruption into the ordinary to bring about the extraordinary. Revelation
right.
is divine interruption into the ordinary to bring about the extraordinary. And revelation made supernatural even in what we consider to be small things.
Amen.
Amen.
Well said, prophet. Hallelujah.
Oh. Man, well, that's what you said.
Wow. Praise God. That's what you said. All right.
Amen. Amen. So, Father, we do this. We thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory and honor that you are such a wonderful and awesome God. We thank
yes,
you.
Yes, you are.
We thank you that you desire to reveal to us. Thank you that you know it was Elijah who revealed to the servant that you were in the stillness of the small voice, and we thank you. We thank you for divinely interrupting us in what seemed to be ordinary to bring about the extraordinary. We appreciate every opportunity that you invite us to join you at work because you are constantly all around us. You are constantly bringing us into a greater grace, a deeper knowledge of who you are. And we appreciate. We appreciate that you love us so much that you would not allow us to stay in the state that we in. And just like for John, you are always calling us to go up hither, to draw closer, to come nearer to you. And so I thank you right now. Someone just during the course of the day, washing dishes, driving along the car, how you're going to speak, how one word from you is going to change their life forever. It's going to send them in a direction that they ever even dream or even imagine. And we thank you, praise you for it. Father, I pray this prayer today. I pray that, as the word of the Lord said, that our eye have not seen, our ear has not heard, neither has it entered into our heart, all the things that you have in store for us because you love us.
Yeah.
Let that become our testimony. Let that become our confession. And let that become a revelation lived out in the earth for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. Hope to see you
amen.
On Sunday. If you are not doing anything, please come out to 1750 West 103rd Street. Service starts at 10:30 a.m. Don't meet us there. Meet us there and watch what God do in the atmosphere. Amen.
Amen. And prophet, we also have our apostle speaking this Saturday at the the parade in Laramie, North Laramie, at 10 o'clock, 10:30 through 6:30.
See that at 10 on the west side of Chicago at the Jesus Parade, amen?
Yes, at the Jesus Parade, yes. Praise the Lord. And I get that reaching all for Christ, that's 1333 North Laramie Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. The parade starts at 12 going from 5330 West Division and ends at the Lafonette Park where the convention will start at 12:30 through 6:30 and our own apostle will be speaking. There'll be dancing, singing, preaching, puppet shows, free giveaways, free refreshments, and there will be floats
LSC has a float. Wow.
And tumblers for the kids. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So see you on Saturday. Praise the Lord.
That's
amen.
God bless.
Yes.
Love you all.
Love you. All right. And good night on Blog Talk.
Good night.